With today's guest editorial, Jordan Bateman of the Independent Contractors and Business Association, on the topic of building Site C.
It's easy to think that big decisions like the Site C Dam project won't have a major effect on you, your friends, or your neighbors in Kamloops. After all, Site C is nearly 1,000 kilometers away from Riverside Park. How could a Fort St. John construction site possibly contribute to the prosperity of your community? But for 89 families living in and around Kamloops, Site C is everything. 89 men and women from your city are part of the thousands working to build the dam. And the NDP's decision to keep the project going was a huge relief to them. That's 89 families who can now count on up to 7 more years of high-paying, steady work at the dam. And more construction workers will be needed as the project progresses. A generation of apprentices will cut their teeth building Site C, becoming the backbone of the industry for decades to come. Those 89 families aren't the only ones benefiting in Kamloops. Keeping the project going saved us all from a 10% hydro rate hike. That's a big chunk of change for the average family. And the electricity that Site C will generate will be used by every business, every government office, every home for the next century. Do you want a thriving tech economy in this province? We'll need Site C's clean power. Do you want to make life more affordable? We'll need Site C's inexpensive power. Do you want a good quality of life? We'll need Site C's reliable power. Kamloops may be 1,000 kilometers away from Site C, but the city is a big winner. For NL Radio and the Independent Contractors and Businesses Association, I'm Jordan Bateman.